This morning, I would like to talk to you from the Word of God and share a few passages before we pray. I want to talk to you on the topic of know that we are opposed. When we pray, when we live this life that God has given us as a gift, when we live this life as new believers, as believers in Christ, we are opposed. The moment we are born in this world, there is a position that we might face. Some of us might have a position from our family, from our closest friends, at work, when we go to work and we think that that can be a fun place to be, and sometimes we find ourselves that there are people that opposes us. But the good thing is, at least we know those people that opposes us and we can pray for them. But often we as believers deal with things in our lives, inside of our hearts, in a deeper way, because there is an enemy that opposes us. And from time to time, we don't recognize that. We pray, we knock, we seek with all the things that the Bible is calling me and you to do. And we forget that there is a real enemy there that opposes us, opposes the prayers that are being lifted up, opposes our families. He opposes our communities. He opposing our children. But we are to be aware of that. And when we are aware of that, we never give up. We don't draw back. But even more so, we go forward in the might and the strength of the Lord. Ephesians chapter 6 verse 12 says this: "For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the principalities, forces of evil in heavenly realms." This is our battle. Our battles are not against each other, are not against people. We don't battle against flesh and blood, but against the powers of this world, the evil ones that are trying to oppose us and the believers. Now, if you can open up with me, the book of Daniel, chapter 10, verse 1 and down. And a few weeks ago, we were just sharing in chapel about some of the truths from the book of Daniel. And I had the opportunity to share about this chapter. And there's so much that God began to speak to me and remind me how there is an enemy that can oppose us, but we are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus. And if we can be aware to detect those moments when we are being opposed, it will be well with us, because we will know in a deeper way how to fight and how to go forward in the Lord instead of giving up. So Daniel, he's about 80 years old. There's a lot of commotion that is going on during that time. There's about 40,000 plus people that left the exile. And there's so much rumors, there's so much things that are going on that it bothered Daniel in a deeper way. It brought him to tears. It brought him to a place of anguish. It brought him to a place to cry out to the Lord and pray. And this is the words that are written in chapter 10, verse 1 and down. "In the third year of Cyrus, king of Persia, a word was delivered to Daniel, who was named Belteshazzar, and a word was true, and it was great conflict. And he understood the word and had understandings of the vision." And as a result, now in verse 2, "In those days I, Daniel, was mourning for 3 weeks. I ate no delicious, no meat, no wine entered my mouth, nor did I anoint myself at all for the full 3 weeks." He's talking about a vision that he saw and news that came to him that caused him to be in a great distress, and it caused him to weep. It caused him to mourn. And as we witnessed this morning, how we prayed for our beloved sister of this news that came to her this week. Sometimes in our life, we can know things. We can get some news of our loved ones or of ourselves, and or something that happened, And all of a sudden, we find ourselves in a place of mourning. We find ourselves in a place of crying out to the Lord. We find ourselves in a place where we can be weak physically, where we don't have the strength, where we don't have the power to go forward. But you see, Daniel, when he heard these things, he began to cry out to the Lord and he began to pray. And there is different opinions of scholars. They're sharing why Daniel began to weep, why Daniel was in a mourning and he began to pray and fast for these 3 weeks. But one of the things that some believe is he heard that 40 plus thousand people left the exile and they were supposed to go and rebuild the temple. They were supposed to go and do the work of the Lord. And it came a moment through different news that came to Daniel that the people were struggling. The nation of Israel that left the exile, they were struggling to do that. And in the book of Haggai, it takes even a step forward and it says that people began to live for themselves. They left the house of the Lord in ruins and they began to build their own homes and live for themselves. And now Daniel is grasping with all of this news that are going on while he is there and he's fighting now for them in prayer. Another thing that people are mentioning that whatever what the Lord has opened up about the nation of Israel and the future, it bothered Daniel to the core because he understood in a deeper way and it was not open up to everybody, to all the Jewish nation, what is ahead of them. But it was open up to Daniel, how this kingdom is gonna fall apart, how the nation is gonna be dispersed. And it bothered Daniel to the core and he began to weep and mourn. And not only the things were open to him, what happened in the past and what will happen in the future of Daniel's life, but also things were opened up to Daniel till this day that we live in and till Christ comes back. And Daniel began to see all of those things and it draw him into a place of mourning and weeping and crying. And now an angel of the Lord appears to him and some believe there was Christ incarnated and begins to talk with Daniel. And this is verse 7. If I would read with you, it says this in chapter 10, verse 7. And I, Daniel, alone saw the vision, for the men who were with me did not see the vision, but a great trembling fell upon them and they fled to hide themselves. So I was left alone and saw things, great vision, and no strength was left in me. You see, sometimes in our families, in our lives, we can relate in one way or another with Daniel that something that can come against us in a moment that we don't have the strength in our own power to go forward. We don't have the strength and the power from the flesh to have any hope. But isn't it an amazing thing that we know that Jesus Christ has the power and the authority and the strength that he can offer us through the power of the Holy Spirit to give us the grace to go forward. My radiant appearance was fearfully changed and I retained no strength. Then I heard the sound of his words and I heard the sound of his words. I fell on my face in a deep sleep with my face to the ground. And behold, a hand touched me and set me trembling on my hands and knees. And he said to me, O Daniel, man greatly loved. Isn't it amazing in the moments that we are filled with fear? When we are filled with trembling, God shows up. The power of the Holy Spirit that dwells inside of us reminds us that we are greatly loved by God. And whenever when God comes to us and speaks through us through his word, when the Holy Spirit is speaking to our hearts and reminding us of his promises, all of these things are done to us as believers because he loves us. Not because we have deserved it, but because he loves us. But mind you, for 3 weeks, he's crying out to the Lord. For 3 weeks, he's praying and fasting and there is no answer. And let's continue, it says this. Man greatly loved, understand the words that I speak to you and stand upright, for now I have been sent to you. And when he had spoken this words to me, I stood up trembling. I'm being opposed. Verse 12. Then he said to me, "Fear not, Daniel, for from first day," what day? The 50th day? The first, one more time with confidence. When did the Lord hear him? From the first day that you set your heart to understand and humbled yourself before your God, your words have been heard. I think that Daniel in that moment when he was praying for these 3 weeks, I don't know if he had the assurance that his words were heard, because he's crying out, he's fasting, he's weeping before the Lord. The first day, silence. Sometimes we fast for 3 days and we want an answer. But Daniel is doing this 1 week, the second week. I think, in my opinion, that there was silence. There is nothing that he can be reassured that God hears you. How do I know that? Because later on we're gonna read. But he had the courage never to drop back and never to give up. And that's what he says. Your words have been heard, and I have come because of your words. The prince of the kingdom of Persia withstood me 21 days. In different words, there was an opposition to your answer. I heard your prayer the first time you opened your mouth and you began to pray to me. I've heard your prayer, but there was a problem that was coming against us. God wanted to answer the cry of heart. God wanted to answer your prayer, but there was an opposition the king of Persia rose against, and I was too busy fighting him, so he will not get a hold of you because I have a message to send to you. And then he says this, but Michael, one of the chief priests, came and helped me, for I was left there with the king of Persia, and come and make you understand what is to happen to your people in the latter days, for the vision is for days yet to come. And later on, again, he begins to talk with him and explain to him the vision. And as a result, now Daniel is battling with fear. As a result, Daniel again is trembling. And the Bible says later on, if we can read in verse 16, and behold, one in the likeness of the children of man touched my lips. Then I opened my mouth and spoke. I said to him who stood before me, "O my Lord, by reason of the vision, pains have come upon me, and I retain no strength. How can my Lord's servant talk with my Lord? For now no strength remains in me, and no breath is left in me." Verse 18, again, one having the appearance of a man touched me and strengthened me and has said, "O man greatly loved." Again, he's reminding him in the moments when he's fearful that he's greatly loved by God. "Fear not, peace be with you. Be strong and of good courage." And as he spoke to me, I was strengthened and said, "Let my Lord speak, for you have strengthened me." Isn't it amazing that there's words coming to him and he is fearful? But when he was reminded again in those moments when there was opposition that he is greatly loved, the Lord encouraged him, and now he says, "Continue to speak to me. No longer I'm living in fear. Continue to speak to me. Continue to remind me of who you are." Isn't it an amazing thing that God is never too late in our lives, through every circumstance that we go through? And I know that we've heard these things before, but I just want to encourage you that your prayers are heard by the Lord. You will face opposition. You will face opposition. As we're going to be praying for our sister, we're going to face opposition. But I'm encouraged to know that Daniel's prayers were heard from the first time he opened his mouth to the Lord. Hallelujah. Even though it delayed the answer, but the prayer was heard. My brother, my sister, whatever what you are praying for, God hears your prayer. And be reminded today, expect opposition. Know that you will be opposed. But deeper inside of your heart, know this, that God hears you. The answer might come tomorrow, not right away. But because of the delay of the answer, it doesn't mean that He does not hear you. He hears you from the first time we open our mouth and pray. He hears us. He hears us. And He delights in our prayers. Know that the enemy was not able to stop the message. He might have delayed the message, but he was not in a power to stop the message to come to Daniel. The obstacles in our life, the opposition that we might face in our life, might delay things in our life, but it's not gonna stop what the Lord already has for us. Whatever what you're asking, continue to knock, continue to pray, continue to ask. And I know that all of us have things in our life that we're asking for the Lord. Close to a year ago, we found out that one of my oldest brothers is dealing with cancer. And we've been praying. And the time goes on and the news are not getting better. They're getting to an extent even worse. But we're continuing to pray. We're continuing to believe the Lord for a miracle. We're continuing to believe the Lord for wisdom. Because we know that God hears our prayers. And as believers, as mature believers, when we come to the Lord and we pray, we're not pouting like little children when they don't get something their way. But ultimately, we trust in Him because we know that He desires good things for us. That He's still a merciful God. He knows better than all of us put together. Even though we bring our request to be known before Him, we also pray in the end to say, God, but let Your will be done. Isn't it an amazing thing that when Jesus was praying in Gethsemane, He opened up before His Father the desire of His heart and He asked a question, is there another way? Is there another way that this can be accomplished? But in the end He says, but not my will, but Your will be done. And often in our lives, this should be our prayer. God, I'm open with You. Whatever what I'm going through, whatever what I face in life, I don't have the strength, I don't have the capacity to understand to the fullness of what You're doing in my life. I want things to be different, but God, if You have called me to go through this path of life, I pray that my prayer will always end, let Your will be done. Father, don't save me from this hour, but glorify Your name. For whatever thing that we face in life, and at that moment we have hope in us. We have hope that everything will be okay. We face opposition. We will face opposition. And we faced opposition in the past. But we know one thing, that God is always faithful. I thank God that Daniel did not stop on the fifth day. I thank God that Daniel did not stop on the 15th of day. I thank God that he did not stop on the 20th day. But he was there for 3 weeks and the answer came. What does it tell me? That he prayed till the answer came. Praise be to God. He was not aware of what is going on in the spiritual realm, but there is an opposition from the enemy that we face. But our faith is to always get stronger during the season of waiting on the Lord. Praise be to God. And remember that we're always loved by God, even in the moments when we're alone. Can you imagine, out of all the words that Daniel could have heard, one of the first things he've heard that he is loved by God. Could it be that Daniel felt in that moment of waiting that he's not loved by God maybe? God does not answer him? He's not aware of what is going on fully, but one thing he knows that maybe I'm struggling now, I'm insecure now. I'm crying out to the Lord, there is no answer. My heart is filled with pain and anguish about what I see, the visions that I see, the conflict that I see in the spiritual realms and around me physically. My heart is filled and gripped with pain and nobody seems like he cares and I feel like I'm alone. And in those moments, maybe he even questioned the love of God upon his life. But you see, the angel comes and one of the first things, you are loved. You see, nothing changes in our life. Doesn't matter what we go through, doesn't matter what we've done, doesn't matter what we do. Jesus Christ still loves us with everlasting love. And His love extends to us not to say, I'm here to support what you're doing, what you're saying, or what you've been going through. But I'm here to remind you that my love is with you. That my love is with you. Know that the enemy can delay things, but God is the one that gives us an answer. Praise be to God. When Daniel was full of fear, the messenger reassured him of a few things, as some of the commentators have been mentioning. Daniel lost his speech. The messenger touched and restored it again. It is amazing that because of confusion, pain, or whatever we go through, sometimes it can be so heavy that we can't even speak. But God can touch us again and open our mouth to declare His goodness. Daniel felt weak and helpless. The messenger's words strengthened him. And this morning, I don't know who this message is for, but if this message is for you, I want to remind you that God wants to strengthen you today and remind you that the prayers that you have been praying for years, they are heard from the first day you opened your mouth to pray. Hallelujah. God can bring us healing when we are hurt, peace when we are troubled, strength when we are weak. Let us trust God to minister to us as He ministered to Daniel. Can we allow the Lord to say, God, minister to me this morning. Minister to me this morning. And in my closing, Psalm 35, the psalm is here, is saying some of the words from the depth of his heart. And David, out of all the people, he's saying these words: oppose those who oppose me, Lord, and fight those who fight against me. Take your shield and armor and come to my rescue. Lift up your spear and war axe against those who pursue me. And I love this scripture now that he's crying out to the Lord. And he says this: promise that you will save me. And this is David feeling alone, feeling like the enemy's after him. And he's crying out to the Lord in his prayer where there was silence. And he's saying, promise me now that you will save me. May those who try to kill me be defeated and disgraced. May those who plot against me be turned back and confused. May they be like straw blown by the wind as the angel of the Lord pursues them. Verse 6, may their path be dark and slippery while their angel of the Lord strikes them down. And I love this verse now, verse 7. Without any reason, or I should say without any cause, they laid a trap for me and dug a deep hole to catch me. And this is how we might feel. You might feel like you're doing everything right in life. You might feel like you're following the Lord, you're loving the Lord, you're fulfilling the scriptures, you're doing all the things that the Bible is calling me to you. But without any reason, without any cause, there is a position. There is an opposition. My brother, my sister, yes, the moment we become born again, we will face opposition. But let me tell you in the end of this message that we serve a strong and mighty God that is stronger than the opposition against us. Is stronger than any power that can come against us. His name is Jesus Christ. But destruction will catch them before they know it. They will be caught up in their own trap and fall to their destruction. And this is the story of our enemy, that his days are numbered. And praise be to God that we have a loving and merciful Father, that He will never leave us or forsake us. But He's going to be always there to walk with us and remind us of His faithfulness. And the last scripture that I'm going to read, it's a scripture that I don't fully understand. It's a scripture that I've heard a lot, and I've shared this scripture before. But I can also say that there has been a glimpse of the scripture that has been fulfilled in my life, that I can say with confidence that this scripture is true. I would like to ask you if you can open up Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8, verse 26 and down says this: "Likewise, the Spirit helps us in our weakness, for we do not know what to pray for as we ought, but the Spirit Himself intercedes for us with groanings too deep for words." Verse 27. "And he who searches hearts knows what is in the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for the saints according to the will of God." According to whose will? The will of God. Verse 28. And this is the passage that I don't fully understand. I only understand a little bit. "And we know," you see, it doesn't say, it doesn't jump right into the scripture to say all things work together. But it had to start, Apostle Paul here is starting to say that we know. In different words, we must know. We have to know that we know that we know. We have to be confident in these very words that he's saying here. Why do we know these things? Because we have a mighty God that has everything under his control. And we know that for those who love God, all things, some of the things, say with me with confidence. One more time. All things work together for good, for those who are called according to his purpose, for those whom he foreknew. He also predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son, Jesus Christ, in order that he might be the firstborn among many brothers. And those whom he predestined, he also called. And those whom he called, he also justified. And those whom he justified, he also glorified. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Apostle Paul, he begins to open up this scripture to us to say that you must know this. You must know this. What then shall we say to those things? If God is for us, who can be against us? You see, again, it's fighting up with Daniel. He had an opposition that he was not even aware of. And the angel of the Lord reminds him, "I was opposing the king of Persia. I was opposing him because he was opposing me. But the word of the Lord still came to you, because nothing can oppose the plan of God." Because if God is for us, let me say this word this way: who can oppose us? If God is for you and me, what plans of the enemy can come and stand against us? If God is for us, who can be against us? "He who did not spare his son, his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also with him graciously give us all things?" What all things? All things that we just read. The victories that we are to have in the Lord and the promises that he already has promised to us. He's not giving us only some of the things that we deserve, but through the power of the cross, all the things are available to me and to you, because nothing can stand against his plan. Verse 33. "Who shall bring any charge against God's elect? It is God who justifies. Who is to condemn? Christ Jesus is the one who died. More than that, he was raised, who is at the right hand of God, who indeed is interceding for us." You see, sometimes in our prayer, when we come to the Lord, when we're waiting, we can think of, maybe God is punishing me, he's not hearing me. No, but he is reminding us with the word of God. He intercedes for us. It's not me and you who justifies ourselves, but it's Christ himself who justifies us. And now we are in the right standing with him. And for that reason, he can say with confidence that "I love you with everlasting love. It doesn't matter what you've been through. It doesn't matter what you've done. I can wash you, cleanse you, forgive you. And you are in the same standing in front of me. You don't have to prove to please me. But The price was paid for you. So now you can be in the right standing in front of God. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or darkness or danger or sword, as it is written? Or I can say this, who can separate us from the love of God? The opposition? No, but even more so, we'll be reminded through the opposition that we are loved by God. For your sake, we are being killed all day long. We are regarded as sheep to the slaughter. No, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through Christ who loved us. Hallelujah. Me and you, my brother, my sisters, are more than conquerors through the opposition, through everything that the enemy is trying to bring against us. Me and you are more than conquerors to Christ Jesus who loved us. For I am sure, in different words, I know that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor any else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Our Lord. Daniel, greatly beloved, nothing can separate you from my love. And for that reason, I fought hell and principalities of hell to come and remind you that your prayers are heard from the first day you began to pray. The greatest comfort we can have in that, through every circumstances we may face in life, He loves us. He loves us. Jesus Christ loves us. We're not alone, and nothing can separate us from His love. As Daniel heard these words, you are greatly loved. We are reminded today that in the season of pain and mourning in our lives, we are greatly loved. Father, we thank you for this morning, and we thank you for your word, that you remind us that we are greatly loved, even in the silence, even in the mourning, even in the pain. It compels us even more to go forward with you. Thank you for reminding us that we face opposition, that our prayers are opposed, but we thank you that you hear us, and nothing separates us from your love, and you desire to answer us and to grant the desires of our heart. God, we thank you that we are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that we can say in our lives that all things work together for good. Even though we might not fully understand the scripture, even though when we look back, we might not fully understand what it means, but because it's written there, I pray, oh God, that you would comfort us this morning to take this as a promise from you. Because you love us, we love you back. Because you have loved us first, oh God. And now we can truly say that all things work together for good. For good. For good. Lord, thank you. That even those glimpses in my life that I've been through, the regrets, the pain, whatever what it is, God, you have proven yourself to be faithful. And you always come on time, even though when I thought that you are late. Oh God, I thank you for your patience with me. And I thank you for your patience with us. I thank you, Lord, that you will fight hell and the principalities of hell to bring the news to us that you love us, that we are greatly loved by you, and that you care for us, and that you hear our prayers. And I pray, oh God, this morning, would you remind my brothers, my sisters, maybe it has been years they've been praying to you about certain things in life. God, I pray that this morning that you will reassure them that you have heard their prayers from the first day they began to pray. God, I pray that we will have this confidence in you. And I pray that you will lift us up and encourage us. And as Daniel had a desire in his heart to continue to speak to him, Lord, this is our desire. continue to speak to us. We need you, Lord. We need you, Lord. We need your Holy Spirit. As Apostle Paul in Romans says, that there are moments in our life that we don't even know what to pray for because we're so exhausted, we're so overwhelmed because their position is so great. But thank God for the Holy Spirit, that you intercede for us, oh God, even in the moments when we don't know what to pray. You pray for us, oh God. You intercede for us. And we thank you that we're not alone. We thank you, Lord, that when we are drowning, you are there to pick us up. When we have no strength, you empower us with the power of the Holy Spirit. We thank you, Lord, when we come to the end of ourselves, is the beginning of what you can do in and through our lives. Lord, we love you this morning back. As best as we can, teach us in a deeper way how to love you. Teach us in a deeper way how to be more inclined to your word. Teach us in a deeper way to love your word and to stand upon your promise and to always run to you but never give in and never give up. In Jesus' name, God, we pray all of these things. Amen. Would you stand with me, please? During the song, if this message spoke to you in any way, I just have to be obedient to share what the Lord has placed on my heart to share. But if there's silence in your life, it's not because God is mad at you. It's because you face opposition. Don't give up during the season when you're opposed, but even more so, stand firm on the promises of the Lord. And one of the first things you will be confident of, that He hears you and He loves you. He loves you. And truly, you will say one day like Apostle Paul, I'm not gonna just say this, but we know that all things, say with me, all things. One more time with confidence. All things will work together for good. All things, Lord, I have to believe this, that all things will work together for good. And if you want this to be your testimony, come join me here up front and we're going to be praying in a moment.